All things I think I see reflect ideas. This is Salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned, listen, and from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine, apart from yours, but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. And if there is one thing that I am determined to perform this day in a single act of the entire conversion of the so-called body formulation of images of light are to instill in you an initial idea that the universe that extends eternally, forever, in a process that begins with body recognition. Are you going to see me now? Is that all ideas about everything that has ever been created, miscreated, identified as real, expanded eternally into heaven, are only the single mind that is now representing you. Your idea about yourself, which I am attempting to share with you in a moment of light exchange with all of the hope and prayer, ideas of light form solution that go with me, our efforts on our ideas of light to exchange what previously held us in the bondage of a misperception or reflection of light within ourselves that can now show us our own reality as we begin to experience alterations of our body form with direct evidence that through the miracle practice of our Course in Miracles, we begin to observe reflections of light. You listening? That would let me teach the expression of today's lesson. The expression of today's lesson in our exchange of the power of our mind to begin to observe new ideas about ourselves is very simply this. I'm not a body. I'm listening. I'm not a body. No, I'm free. Look, I'm not this organization of light factor that is causing me to believe thoughts in my mind can bind me to the idea that I'm this body form. No, I'm not a body. Say it. Say it again. The end of the sequence of our Course in Miracles and a beautiful demonstration of the first 200 lessons of our Course in Miracles. Lesson 199 is going to say, I'm not a body. The reason that is true is we're going to get to lesson 200. Is going to inform you emphatically that there is only the peace of God. But a practice in the requirement of the idea that indeed you are not a body is nothing but a simple statement of the truth, are you listening, that you're not, and will be followed immediately by the practice period in which we are employing ideas of ourselves now, that if you're not a body, you'll be free. So, I'm representing what you term the master teacher, a bright reflection of light, not found in correspondence with your previous intent, but rather through the resurrection of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who underwent an experience of body conversion. You can see, and we can exchange, some very fundamental ideas that we're free. Practice? I'm not body. Neither are you. Better. I can help you with this. As now thousands, becoming millions of teachers, are simply beginning to get new ideas about what they want to see within their own mind. Look with me. This is a fundamental admission that all of the reflections that you see within the universal mind, extending forever and pertaining to the idea of time within a reference of light that has bound you momentarily to the idea. are going to show you that with the release of the necessity for you to constrict within your own mind the ideas that you have about yourself will give you better, bright ideas about who you really are within your own mind. Look with me. The entire idea of A Course in Miracles is nothing but a lesson in discovering who you are. The question that can arise in the nature of the speed of light or reflections of light of dark energy form could only be a moment where within the context of your idea of conceptual idea of what the universe is, you forgot who you were. The entire nature of the adjustments of light in regard to my certainty through a new reflection of myself, that I am indeed not a body, are the offering of the Course in Miracles, which is fundamentally nothing but a conversion of the basic idea that you discover who you really are. You listen carefully with me. In all of the universe, in all of the procedures of light reflection of consciousness within the entirety of everything that is in the light of God, it is, of course, impossible that you don't know who you are. So the original teaching that I offered you in this proceeding is nothing but your necessity to make the fundamental admission that you don't know who you are. You don't know why you're here. You don't know where you're going. You can't understand the procedures of reflection of your concept of yourself. Here. There's a concept of yourself going on in that relationship with each other. Would that help you see in the practice of this course that there's a better manner in which you can observe yourself in the practice of the simple idea that the power of your mind to decide the outcome of who you really are is available to you very simply? Because its availability is what light and love and eternal happiness is. We are very much aware in the practice of conceptual self-observation that heretofore within your space-time reference, the idea of who you are and who you were was never true. So that the advent of this particular occurrence in the new discovered power of your mind to individually express the need within the mind training of the thought process of conversion of dark energy to light is simply this. Look at me. The reflection that you're receiving from me is not a body. Say that to me. There, better. There. All that really occurred was an instant of communication. Remember the practice of quantum? Remember the practice within the science idea that communication is instantaneous? Remember the idea that there is actually no distance between the idea of light form contained within the idea and the process of enlightenment that's possible for you? Practice. You're free. Practice being free. That was beautiful. What happened? You actually changed your perspective of how you wanted to view yourself as a body. Listen, What will astonish you in this notation is contained within the illusionary factor of light, where at no single moment within reflections of light does your body actually exist at all. It is always only a momentary recognition of a procedure of thought form that continually are justified for a single moment in all of the universe as being dark, or as being misidentified, or as being misplaced, or as being lost, or as being fearful, or as being alone, or as being desperate, despondent. All the things that go with the idea that you're a body and you're not. The joy that I'm expressing as the master teacher in a momentary return out of a frame of time that immediately for all of our procedures has shown us new reflections of ourself in light was only to come into the idea that following a practice of the obstacles that you experienced in your own mind in body identity were based very simply on your self-determined idea that within your mind you could somehow be contained or bound by the energy of light, which you have now, through this practice of the Course, decided to simply release. And in the release of that, we feel the joy of a very simple prayer. And we're going to proceed with this idea that I am not a body, that I am free, that I am still as God created me. But we must see, and it's valuable to us to see, that all of this is connected to a strip of light energy that is contained within our individual mind, and that in fact can give us any answer that we want to hear within our own procedure. What I'm going to share with you, if you will, for just a moment, in this sudden discovery of a new you, a you for which the universe has been longing to see, a new you in which suddenly the release of the power that's evident in our mind is exposed in a moment of devastating ideas that we were separate and were instantly whole and real. Listen. Before the light you will receive today, the world will fade until it disappears, and you will see another world arising you have no words to picture. Listen, now we walk directly into light. Close your eyes upon the world you see, and in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one, until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend into one, and the light of heaven bends to you. Angels light the way, so that all darkness vanishes, and you're standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things that you see. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light now reflects the truth that you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away into dreams. And did not quite forget in your wandering away into dreams. Could you see with me in that prayer the use of the word understanding? Can you see the attention that I give you in the process of your idea that you're contained within this body form of identity is nothing but my certainty that contained within you, in your conceptual idea of yourself, is that body, is a simple factor of light that at any moment, should you really desire it, should you be willing for just a moment to release the picturing of yourself that heretofore has represented yourself, you will begin to catch glimpses of this light. And these glimpses will remind you that throughout this process of space-time, you have begun to look back within yourself in ideas of reflection of light and began to assert the incredible idea of a course in mind training that is saying to you very simply, I'm not a body. I'm listening. I heard you. You're not a body? Neither am I. Are we free? Sure. Need we continue to identify ourselves as a body formulation within the containment of the idea of the reflection of light that limits us in the idea of dark form identity to a procedure through the advent of our determination to retain body structure formulation, with the reflection that we're receiving back into ourself, listening, is actually ourself. So that the entire practice of the mind training of this Course in Miracles was to give you an emphatic declaration that the reflection of light that you're receiving within your own aspects, your own degrees of light energy, the own idea that you have about yourself, are nothing but ideas about the pertainment contained within the Course, that everything that you're seeing out in the universe is a reflection of yourself. There you are. There you are. The opening, the excitement of I am not a body, I am free, is now being experienced in multiple associations of light with indications that if you are not a body, you will be free. Listen to just 30 seconds, 1 minute, all of eternity in the idea of this lesson. Freedom must be impossible as long as you perceive a body as yourself. The body is a limit. Who would seek for freedom in a body looks for it where it cannot be found. Listen, the mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. If this were the truth, the mind were vulnerable indeed. You look with me. The mind that serves the Holy Spirit is unlimited forever in all ways, beyond the laws of time and space, unbound by any preconceptions, and with strength and power to do whatever it is asked. Listen. Attempt thoughts cannot enter such a mind because it has been given to the source of love, and fear can never enter a mind that has attached itself to love. It rests in God. And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and only loves? And who can be afraid who only live in innocence and has done what in the beginning of this lesson? Attached itself to love. The idea, can you see this with me? We're going to leave you for just a moment. The first idea, that first 27 and a half minutes, and the idea of the entirety of the exposure of all of space-time. We'll be back and we're going to continue to offer this lesson of incredible probability that will evolve into inevitable certainty by the simple process that you have attached yourself to love. Look with me, conceptual mind, you out there, have attached yourself within your own concept to everything but love. And while you have been willing and able to entertain the idea of the love of God within your own mind, the idea of the entirety of the proceeding, expressed by the power of your own mind, are you listening to me, would have dissolved your body. So that the result of the conclusion of the Course in Miracles, are you looking? It's nothing but the dissolving of the like form of your body identity. While it appeared to be here within the perspective of space, time, and light, the simple truth of the matter, it was always only an illusion of light factor and had absolutely nothing to do with who you really are. Now, we're not bodied. We're free. We're still as God created us. In this process, for the 2 little minutes that remain in this association, we can practice together as we go out into the world. This procedure and this whole continuum of time will change. Because God is going with us wherever we go, shining in the light of our body form, so that we can say together, God, bless us, each and everyone. Did I hear you just say, I just discovered I'm not a body? Good. Can I share this with you? As you used to call me the old man, the master teacher. Obviously, somewhere within the space-time reference of myself as a body identity, I went under, and we all went together, raising up from the underneath of our association in the light, in which a transfiguration of our body identity occurred. Inevitably, in the practice of this lesson, as I have returned momentarily from outside of this framework, this arc of light, this causal loop of energy that had trapped me in the idea that I was a body formulation, there will be many, many of you in this idea who will suddenly of a memory contained within yourself that you have always known. It will begin with the fundamental certainty that you're not this body. My Savior, the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, here within this time frame, demonstrated to us immediacy the necessity for our individual recognition of ourselves in terms of the alternative that would be available to us. us through his auspices of light that was always with us in this particular and is now available to us now. Listen, Joy, as I address you as Master Teacher, with my evolved certainty that all of the expressions of self-identity that are contained within yourself cannot not give you the result of what you want to hear and feel within the reflection of yourself as that body formulation. Okay? Remember the original teaching in the idea that you're only meeting yourself? Remember the original teaching that as long as you got a reflection of a body formulation out there, remember from Jesus, now from many of you who have come into these new body identities of light, were the idea that you would not immediately release the obstruction to the formulation of yourself that for 2,000 years, and I'm using that term advisedly, okay, the idea of the pertinence of the recognition of our Savior Jesus at this time that occurred within that little 2-minute interval between the ideas of what you thought you were that you had accumulated into your mind, listen, and have now decided through forgiveness, through forgiving your own ideas about yourself in a determination that the enemy that was confronting you with the idea of yourself was you. Promise Jesus in this return, because we're teaching we're not bodies, that we would remain constant in the idea that all of the conflict that we experience is upon our own determination to hold ourselves in isolation. This is a prayer from my Savior, Jesus, that perhaps will remind you of this story. Listen. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Heavenly Father, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home, a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my creation. As you created me, I have remained. Where you establish me, I still abide, and all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son so like his cause that cause and its effect are indistinguishable. Look, let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Father, your plan I follow here, and at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish, and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. Here we are now. Let us today behold earth disappear, at first transformed and then forgiven, fade into entirely into God's holy will. Fade entirely into God's holy will. My goodness sake. Your newfound, the word in that prayer was indistinguishable. I love to be heard as a teacher of the Course in Miracles. And as you have now assumed that role in the conversion of your own idea about yourself, you have learned that the mechanism of teaching the idea of your conceptual self in the totality of self-realization is very simply that you've been teaching yourself. Good, good, thank you. So, if that's true, when you make the declaration to me, I am not a body, I am free, it will be as pertinent to the idea of the power that you use in your conceptual observation of yourself within this prayer to make it true. Shall I share the idea of the power of conversion of your mind in reflections of light to perform this act? This again, as we just read, was from Jesus. The idea of the release of the defense of the constriction of your own thought process begins with the idea of forgiving the aspects and degrees of intervals of yourself within that formulation. Very simply, because at the moment of the reflection of a process of enlightenment that has occurred within your idea of self-containment as a species, as a human being, as an idea of containment is absolutely nothing at all but a continuing revision of how you want to look about yourself in the idea that you could be other than what everything is in all of the universe. And that just for that devastating moment, come on with me now, out in the universe, just that single moment, which immediately came back to the reality of what you are, the whole idea. Teaching now. Time lasted but a moment. Your mind with no effect on eternal life. So is all time past? There it was. Time is past and everything is exactly as it was before the beginning and the end of time. So that the reflection of light that you're getting from me right now in this procedure is nothing but an instant of reality. Our Course in Miracles has taught us through a process of releasing of attack defense motivation contained within our own concepts that would give us the falsity of separate body identity with the simple truth that we just shared with Jesus, that the power of my mind to be the son of created reality in all of the universe is what we are. And it begins with the idea that it can be shed and shared. Why is that true? Because heretofore, the reflection of body form that we beginning within our own light idea had constricted us to the idea of the necessity to maintain the body. Remember this high teaching of loosing the world from all you thought it was? And this series of obstacles contained within your own mind in your hell-bent determination to hold on to that reflection? Do you remember this? All of the reflections of your body form are changing all the time anyway. Okay? As you increase the intensity of your mind in the idea that you are not a body, you will begin to receive brighter and brighter ideas about who you are within the factoring of your mind. Does fear sometimes enter into the idea? Okay. Shall I tell you why? In the obstacle of your need to perform acts of self-termination, you, look at me, you believe that within your body formulation of the ideas of yourself, you can get a reflection of yourself that will guarantee you a containment within termination of light form. Is that true? Of course it's true. If you are determined to get a reflection of light that's self-contained within your idea of yourself, all right, that's what's going to happen to you. Do you see that? Remember the third obstacle to peace? You're afraid of death. You're going to die anyway. The body is changing each moment and you're going to die. And the fourth obstacle will say very simply that you're afraid of God, which if you looked at it in our perspective of concept, makes absolutely no sense. In your perspective, until you can achieve a beginning, look with me, of conversion of light, you will be fearful. Because very simply, the reflection that you're getting of light in the reflection of the containment of yourself is what fear is. Here we are now together. If you can recognize this with me, this lesson 199, in the idea that you're not a body will be very valuable to you. Listen with me. The truth is that there is no distance between the idea of death episode and eternal life. Now, what will happen within space-time is you will continue to live and live within a definition of your own mind about what you believe you see in the correspondence of your body. Say to me, death. Come on, say, death. No, come. Because each moment you die, what do you retain? Within your memory of dark form, you retain the memory of death, which is then extended in a time cycle. So that the simple fact of the matter, listening with me now, why you need this lesson, there is actually no life going on between the idea of being born and being here. This is not what life is. Listen now, in the mind training, in your declaration, within your power, in the decision you are making with me not to be a body, practice, say it, I'm not a body. Say it again. Yeah, that was it. You're not that. Now, oh, you went home. Why were you happy? You're not a body. Oh, I'm back being a body again. That's all right. Each moment, practice, you're either going to represent the entirety of the reassociation or you'll be dead. But the need to come alive gains new emphasis. Shall I tell you why? You'd be happy. There's no sense in pretending that you're ever going to be happy as long as you're locked in that framework of body correspondence. Remember carbon, remember the hydrogen, remember the oxygen, remember the nitrogen field that's around you that you actually believe is a structure somewhere outside of your mind that allows you to look at phantom figures moving around out in the world, giving themselves association of totally meaningless ideas of body form. Here's what happens. Since it's impossible that all of the light of the universe not be contained within you, the reflection of our body formulation, this through Jesus, through my Savior, through my new mind, through the direction He has given me, are allowing me to see, in a particular sense, a happy, new, bright idea about my body, within truth, no concern about my body whatsoever. And my body will then proceed to act within procedures that are contained within light factors that you and I, and I'm looking right at you now, have established within our determination to communicate with each other in the single admission that in truth there's only one mind. The mind of our creative source is the power that we are employing both to deny through fear who we really are and admit it instantly when we decide to practice. I'm not a body. I'm free. I'm still as God created me. Listen. It is essential for your progress in this course that you accept today's idea and hold it very dear. Be not concerned that to the ego, to your self-concept, it's quite insane. Why? The ego holds the body dear because it dwells in it and lives united with the home that it has made. It is part of the illusion that has sheltered it from being found illusionary itself. Listen, here, dark mind, does it hide? And here it can be seen as what it is. Listen, declare you're innocent and you are free. What happens? The body disappears once more. The body disappears because you have no need of it except the need that the whole spirit of energy sees. Now, for this, the body will appear as useful form for what the mind must do. Look, it thus becomes a vehicle which helps forgiveness be extended to the all-inclusive goal that it must reach according to God's plan. Just a little more now. Cherish today's idea and practice it today and every day. Make it a part of every practice period that you take. Listen, there is no thought that will not gain thereby in power to help the world, and none which will not gain in added gifts to you as well. We sound the call of freedom around the world with this idea, and would you be exempt from the acceptance of the gift that you are willing to give when it's impossible that you be exempt from any idea that you have about yourself pertaining to the lesson of light and love that has given you the new direction in our offering to each other. Listen, that in my appearance here, representing myself as a teacher of your escape from this containment of time, we are able to share together moments of ideas that we have about ourselves that heretofore had caused us to believe that we were contained within this little idea of dark light body form, which we called our body. You gonna listen with me? I hope you will. Do you see that? In other words, if I'm teaching to you directly the lessons of the conversion of your mind from what appears to be your conceptual idea about your body, the only possibility that it can be performed within the act of the change of your own mind will be simply the idea that you have decided to let your mind about who you thought you were be changed by the simple procedure of no longer defending yourself within the concept of the images of light that previously formulated the idea of who you were within body form. Now, the delight in the reasonableness of the practice, let's use the term single light reality, that in all the universe there is only this single light reality, may just for the moment of your body containment be an obstacle to the light formulation of you that you just released. Each moment, you change. Let's practice. There. Each moment, I'm not a body. Huh? Yeah, oh, there you go. Well, you're not a body. No, I'm not a body. Are you addressing the ideas of other bodies? No. Are you addressing ideas that you are a body and have to discover how you're not? No. It's a simple expression of the truth of the matter that you're not a body. You listening with me? It's a simple expression of the truth of the matter that you know perfectly well of what I am speaking. Come on. It's impossible that contained within your mind right there as I'm looking at you and sharing our mutual intent that there's a rediscovery of who we are available to us at this instant in light form that you are not making application of. I particularly want to thank you for this first, what we call 57 and a half minutes. The examination of it outside of the frame indicates that its extension was almost 300 years. Remember this with me. We're converting energy and accelerating the idea that at any single moment you can recognize yourself. And at that moment, remember what we just read, our bodies are going to disappear. And you're just dead. You were in a dream. Suddenly you're looking around and you're saying, hey, wait a minute. I'm not this. Something is wrong with this. There's fundamentally something wrong with it. You immediately begin to get a better reflection. And I come back. I can't resist that 400-year idea that you've been so contained in yourself that everything you see has given you that reflection. Now, just for a moment, the practice that you're not a body has gained a momentum where our love for each other can show us the instance of that communication. Because we're not bodies, and we are free, and we are still as God created us. And we may say together, looking with me, let the power of that light bless us, each and every one. Of this new light form.